CRI News, I'm Wen Jie. Chinese President Xi Jinping is now in the Russian city of Ufa for the annual summits of BRICS and the Shanghai Cooperation Organization. This is Xi Jinping's third time to attend the annual BRICS summit. Xi Jinping and other leaders of the emerging countries will exchange views on enhancing cooperation among BRICS countries and on global, regional issues of common concern. At the SCO summit, a decision on starting the procedures for India and Pakistan to join the organization is going to be adopted. Leaders will also approve the SCO development strategy until 2025, sign a border defense cooperation agreement, and issue a declaration on the 70th anniversary of the World War II victory. Xi Jinping is scheduled to hold bilateral meetings with Russian President Vladimir Putin. A trilateral meeting of leaders of China, Russia, and Mongolia is also on the agenda. Chinese shares continued to slump on Wednesday. The benchmark Shanghai Composite Index sank almost 6% to finish at 3,507 points, while the Shenzhen Component Index slumped up to 3%. The Chinext Index, tracking China's Nasdaq-style board of growth enterprises, having a little recovery, rose 0.5%. China's central bank has vowed to support China Securities Finance, the national margin trading service provider, to provide liquidity to steady the stock market. Four miners have been confirmed dead on Wednesday after a coal and gas outburst at a coal mine in Shanxi. The outburst happened early Monday morning as four miners were working underground at Sun Shu Ping coal mine in Hancheng City. The search and rescue operation had lasted 3 days. The first worker was found dead on Monday afternoon, with the last body pulled out of the mine on Wednesday afternoon. The coal mine is among the top 45 outburst-prone coal mines in China. China's Ministry of Land and Resources has launched bidding for 6 oil and gas blocks in Xinjiang to domestic enterprises. Meanwhile, the ministry has decided to introduce private capital into oil and gas blocks exploration in the region, aiming to expand investment in the industry. It's been announced that the bidders should be domestic enterprises with net assets worth more than 1 billion yuan. Further details will be released later. China is set to establish employment institutions for disabled people nationwide by 2020. Under the plan, there will be at least one job center at county level for mentally challenged and heavily disabled people. China has over 7 million people of working age with mental, intellectual, and severe physical disabilities. This accounts for 23% of all working-stage disabled groups in the country. China has issued an emergency response mechanism for potential damage from Typhoon Chanhom and Linfa on Wednesday. China National Commission for Disaster Reduction has urged local authorities in central and eastern areas, such as Hunan, Zhejiang, Fujian, and Guangdong, to take precautions against the two typhoons. Meteorological authorities forecast Typhoon Linfa will move towards the coastal area between Guangdong and Fujian. It will bring torrential rain in these provinces later today. Typhoon Chanhom is also moving toward Zhejiang and Fujian. It is expected to make landfall on Friday. Japan's Kyushu Electric Power Corporation has started loading uranium fuel rods into the Sendai No. 1 reactor from Tuesday. The move marks Japan's first attempt to reboot its nuclear industry following the 2011 Fukushima disaster. Nearly 160 fuel assemblies will be loaded in the reactor, after which regulators will make final checks. The reactor is expected to start operating around mid-August. The company also aims to have the No. 2 reactor running by mid-October. The Board of Governors of the BRICS New Development Bank has held their first meeting in Moscow, Russia. The Board of Governors appointed board members and discussed future development strategies on Tuesday. India's K.V. Kamath has become the first president of the bank. He will take office in the bank's headquarters in Shanghai. Also on Tuesday, governors of the bank signed an operating agreement to set up a $100 billion emergency fund. The fund is set to be used to help BRICS countries when they have difficulties. Three people have been killed and another injured at a shooting incident in Baltimore. Police said the shooting happened on Tuesday night local time near the University of Maryland Baltimore campus. A man was killed at the scene and a woman and another man died in a hospital. The fourth victim is in a stable condition. The cause of the incident is under investigation. For CRI, I'm Wen Jie.